Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I'm here coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. You can have them dial in to 602-753-1848, just like you did, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Family, it's a great day on today. Why? Because God has given us another chance. We're talking about how to win big in network marketing. And for some people, they can't even fathom big, but that's why you're here. I want you to know that you're so much better than probably what you're doing now in your life. It starts with someone sowing a seed. Somebody probably sowed the seed to play small. Each season, there's an opportunity to sow new seed. Each season, there's an opportunity to sow new seed. And if you want to harvest to win big, we have to sow the seed to win big. And I'm sowing a seed in you in this series. And I know that for some people, their ground needs to be aerated and fertilized and then drop seed and fertilization. But this is the thing, I'm going to have to do pattern interruptions for you. When I know you're thinking or you're speaking in a way that I know is taking you down the wrong path, that I know is why you're not living your best life, I have to stop you. So I know for some people it may be hard when they get on this line and I have to just interrupt and say, absolutely not. You are better. God have created you in the likeness of his image, and that is to do it big, and that is my belief. That is why I have excelled and continue to excel, and guess what? The results say. The results says a lot. We talk about first, you want to win big in network marketing, you got to decide to. Our scripture was Matthew 5 and 37. We're talking about let your yes be yes and your no be your no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. So if your head is toggling back and forth as to should you be successful or not, that is definitely not God, because he is so clear that he wants us to be successful. And so we said the first one is decide to. Now on today, we say you got to plan to. The success is not dropping out the sky like manna. We have to establish and let God know what the plans are, what our desires are for us to go to work with him. So after you decided and made that true decision, committed to achieving a result, and then cutting yourself off from any other possibility, then now it's time to plan. Our scripture is going to be coming out of Psalms 20 and 4, and we also have Proverbs 15 and 22. Put a pen on it as we go to the Lord for this, because some of our hearts are so far off plans or God's ideas about us. Experiences, life, the world is telling us something so different. So much so that right now, the world is in a place where everyone is watching other successful people instead of being successful for themselves. The biggest plan is let me position myself to go watch Power, or let me make sure that no matter what happens, I don't miss the next hot concert. But in between time, in the meantime, it had nothing to do with me working on my own success plan. Let's go to the Lord today and ask Him to help us, if you don't, create a desire to do it. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. This day you've made, and we're so glad and we're joyous. We're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, I ask and I petition on behalf of Father God of your sons and your daughters. That they will create a desire like never before to please you and to do big and honorable things here on earth before we return to you in heaven. Father God, on this day I ask as your living spirit, your Holy Spirit, take full reign here, Power Starts Your Day. Let your servant decrease and let you increase, that your children will hear you, and not only hear, but do what you say. Dear Lord, as we're going forward to do these great exploits in your name, let us be careful and let us acknowledge you in all of our ways, including being an example for kingdom first, not a replica of the world. We're honoring you and we're blessing you with our praise. Some of us are not bold enough to give you the highest praise of hallelujah. But you are the only one that gives us the ability to gain wealth, things that we want, wealth in every area of our life. So as we are planning for wealth, leaving an inheritance for our children's children, creating us a desire to seek you like never before, and we know that every single thing that we want will be added to us. We thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, after you decide to win big in marketing, you got a plan. And so Psalms 24 says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. So you have to first desire it, imagine it, write it down, and then go after it. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in this series. But what are you going after? Some people are just winging it. Some people are just ignorance on fire. They're not acknowledging there's a system. They're not acknowledging that there's a way. They're not acknowledging that there's a blueprint. And yet making it big in network marketing becomes very, very difficult, if not no. Even 22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Don't think you're going after a plan in network marketing without first understanding the system of network marketing, understanding things about network marketing. The higher level you have of an understanding of a thing propels you to success, especially if you do what you understand. Now, for many of us, we don't start with the system. We don't want to read. Hopefully you guys have gotten your Magic of Thinking Big by Mr. Schwartz. Hopefully you've gotten that book and you start reading it, so that you can start imagining yourself doing bigger things with your system that you have. We also gave an assignment on yesterday. I want you guys, if someone has something they've done that they've never done before, I want you to come in and share it. You can come in the queue and share. I want to hear, what is it that you've never done before? I know for me, I did something I want to share with you. I got a call from Mr. Eric Worre himself. For those who don't know him, you know, the GoPro book that we told you guys to read, the author of that. And he's like, people call him like the granddad or the godfather of network marketing, huge, huge things. And he has a lot of different events. He's the one that inducted me into the Million Dollar Hall of Fame. And then yesterday he called me to invite me to speak at the GoPro event, Recruiting Mastery. GoPro event has thousands of people. And when I graciously told him, thank you so much for inviting me. I am so honored. And he said, you thanking me? I can't wait for you to crush it on the stage at MGM. He's like, we love you, Nicola. You've worked hard for where you are, and you deserve everything that your heart's desire. And it was so funny because right at the same time, I was in line with him, one of our top leaders, Ms. Jenkinson, had texted me and said, hey, myself and a few leaders want to go. At the same time, so when I called her, I was so excited, and I screamed out in the phone, that's something I've never done before. Like, the excitement was so big, and I can tell you, God is just wowing me, my heart desires. I said, I want to make big impact in this industry beyond just my company. I want to help anyone who wants help in this industry. And I started even here with being obedient by doing Power Start Your Day. This is a call that people from all sorts of different companies and some people that are not even in network marketing hop on this call every day to be inspired and hear biblical principles on how they can do bigger, better things for their life. So I want you to come in the queue in a minute after we talk about why should you plan? Because some people say, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I got it all in my head. It's all in my head. This old confused head that's just full of all sorts of negativity, doubt, drama, past experiences. It's all in here. And we can tell by what comes out of our mouths. It's from our heart. Flows what comes out of our mouth. And there's life and death and the power of the tongue. And so once you are now planning to work the plan, because you need counsel, you need direction. Most people don't want to invest in themselves. We have a huge event coming up October 26th, 27th, and people will always wait to the last minute to even register. Why? Because they don't believe that they need training. They should be busting down the door, scraping up pennies so that they can move past pennies to coins to dollars to from thousands to millions. Literally, people have the plan and they want to do as much as they can do for free, which means they want harvest with no seed. It ain't happening. So now we say, hey, you want to start with the system and go in and imagine yourself in bigger, better places. Write that out and go to work. We're going to talk about writing out and go to work on tomorrow. But let me tell you a few reasons why you need to plan. For number one, when you plan, it changes your perspective. Because if you're going to now start to see the plan, the imagination inside of you, you come inside, and you begin to now see yourself. I literally had done a vision work, and I trained you guys some many months ago about it, and I expressed to you my personal things that I've done, and call it like creating like a movie in your mind. And I saw myself, people wonder, like, why do I wear, like, white or creams every time? Because every time I envision myself even going to the bank and having a bigger vault, and when I open the vault, it has so much wealth in there. Why? Because King Solomon, my bro. And I would see myself, I always had on either a white suit or a white dress fitted. No, it is. In my vision, I was always slimmer. I'm always slimmer than I am right now. So that's what I'm working on. See, the vision is a work in progress always. I was slim, pencil skirt, A-line, fitted to the T, walking in, and the bankers come to greet me, walk me into my vault. I'm happy. A miserable rich woman. I was happy. I was so connected to the Lord. I survived everything that had tried to take me down or take me out. Vision of me, my family, we were on a yacht and all of my family together, all of us. Well, how do you get to things like that? You got to do the work. Your perspective, how you see, guess what? It changes when you plan to change your habits, what you do every day. Your daily habits change. You wake up already knowing what you have to do because you already know what you needed to do from the night before. Trina and I were on the line, our project manager, just a little before I start your day. She's like, what do you have going on? I said, oh my gosh, I'm really exhausted. I said, I need a full day of spa. She's like, what else you got planned today? You know, and I already had the plan of what I needed to do today. Your daily habits change. Something else that's going to change when you start planning is your crew. Because when your perspective change, your habits change, many people who are going nowhere, have no dreams, no aspirations, you're not going to have the desire. Your palate is going to be sour for people who mean you no good or do nothing toward good for themselves. When your perspective, daily habits, and your crew change, your results are going to change. Those people that you used to talk to and they used to say, nah, it ain't for me. Nah, I don't have the money. All of a sudden, they like, I want to be down. How can I be down? I got a message on yesterday from a young lady when I was at the Bronner Brothers hair show. I saw a young lady, she really, really sharp. And we were at this little booth getting these tops and things. And I just walked up and started talking to her. And I started sharing with her. And I said, listen, it's a huge movement going on. You don't want to be a part of this. So her and I began to talk. And she said she was from New Orleans. So I guess she probably was in ATL the other day while she thought about me. And she said, I'm from New Orleans. And she started telling me that she do big events in New Orleans. And I was like, we got to connect and everything. Reached out to her and never got. She called me and she said, Nicola, you just stayed on my mind. We have got to connect. She said, all I can remember is your spirit. Your spirit was just so warm and was so strong. I just kept saying, I want to know more about this movement that you were talking about. You will now become the go-to. When your perspective, your habits, your crew, your results don't change. And then guess what? You start growing a bigger team, bigger business. You're making bigger impact. And of course, you're going to have more money. Your life going to change. Now you get to do special things for the people you love. Do special things for yourself, finally. Stop hating on folks, finally. You'll be constantly moving, too busy for all the crap that you've given time for in your life now. Too busy. Just in case you want to know why should you sit down, get to know first your system, your planning company, and then start seeing yourself in there. Little spot at the top. Yeah, got your name on it. Why? Because God says so. You do those things, God is going to say, you know what? I got that. This girl's so serious. This king's so serious. I got to show up mighty in his life because, or mighty in her life because she or he don't even have a problem with saying who was their partner in the master plan. I want somebody to come in this call in this queue right now, and I need you to tell me, number one, if you did anything yesterday that you never done before, and now you're going to write out the plan. Good morning, 941, last 482, 12. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
8214, I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning, how you doing?
I'm amazing, Queen. How are you?
I am fine. I will tell you this. On yesterday, I never follow rules. I'll say that. but yesterday you gave us an assignment to go and to purchase the book. But I got on YouTube, and it was on YouTube, and it's amazing because what stood out to me was he said that there are two things, two formats that change your factory is produced by the mind. He called one triumph and one defeat. He said that triumph is a charge of manufacturing a positive thought and specializing in producing reasons why you can do things and why you're qualified and will succeed. The other one was Mr. Defeat. And he said that one was in charge of negative thoughts and is the expert of developing thoughts of why you can't succeed and why you are weak and inadequate. Those are the two things that stood out to me because once I started this network marketing business back in February, I wavered a little bit. And I was in and I was out. But I listen to you every day, and I always take notes because when I go back and reread them, they build me up. So that's what I want to say. Thank you.
My God. Are you at work? You got a whisper?
Yes, ma'am.
Write the plan, baby. Write that plan. Write that plan. You don't need to be bothered trying to learn how you're going to be free. Write that plan. Good morning, 716. That is so powerful. Triumph and defeat. What's your reason? Good morning, 716, last 48615. God bless you. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning, Nicola. I just thank God. I have not gotten the book yet, but I thank God for what this young lady had just said because I have been doing mind transformation and challenging myself to come from out of my comfort zone of what has been making me feel comfortable. And so yesterday, actually, because I had been wanting to write my own book for quite some time, and the Spirit had told me to do it from months ago, and it's called Learn From My Pain, Broken But Yet Blessed. And because I've been transforming my mind and had been thinking that, oh, people, I don't have nobody, oh, people this, you know, or that, but God has been connecting me since I have shifted my thought process, and I thank God because he connected me with someone to be able to help me to get started, and so Thursday, I actually start, you know, doing it, and it's, you know, an intense course, and I'm grateful, and I'm looking forward to it because this is something that I've always wanted to do. So I'm challenging myself because I was one of those type of people that just didn't, from just growing up, the school, the reading, and that was because of the fact that my father, you know, was my teacher and the discipline that he had given me. So I had found a way to not to do it. But as I've been doing this process, I've been seeing what my challenges were, and I've been facing my challenges head on. That is my, you know, Goliath, and I thank God because I'm bringing it down. I am going to be successful, and I have to fight for myself if no one else does it for me. But I thank God for the people that he has placed, you know, in my, you know, process that I can actually, that divine connection. And I'm just grateful this morning because I'm doing things that I have not done, you know, for myself, and that is to step from out of fear. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I'm challenging myself.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You challenging yourself? What are you challenging yourself to do?
To come from out of my comfort zone and the things that, you know, have been keeping me bound as far as stepping out, you know, doing things, I wouldn't take action. And so now I've been taking action daily. And like you were saying about that daily habit tracker, I've been tracking, you know, what I've been doing and the things that when something comes to my mind that was familiar to me to keep me from moving forward, what am I doing? I've been ignoring those thoughts and bringing in the word of God and saying that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, you know, because I can do it. I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid, you know, and those were the things that I was challenged with every day, you know, saying that I couldn't do something and that I've been doing it. I've been seeing results. I had my first PBR, you know, in months, and I thank God for that being successful. Mm-hmm. I thank God just for the things that I've been stepping out, doing where I was not doing, you know, talking to people, exposing more. So I'm just grateful.
I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful you're taking steps. I'm grateful that you're taking steps toward, and I can hear it's a fight. It's a battle for you. And you said no one's fought for you. Oh, absolutely. Jesus went down and he fought. He beat the mess out of the enemy and his crew. And then he got the keys. And then he died. Listen, he died for you first, then went down and got the keys. Listen, I don't care who else ain't for me. Don't matter. Don't expect going to the top and everybody cheerleading you on up there. Forget about it. It ain't happening. You don't need that to go to the top, but you do need Jesus. 513-07778. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. This is Janessa Burrell. My yay is yay and amen. One thing that I did that I have never done before yesterday, I did a lot of things that I've never done before yesterday. Use the scissor call. I put 110% in. You know, I really just wanted to prove to myself that it can be done and just stop making excuses. So I really went in. I started really early. But the one thing that I want to tell you that I was able to do for the first time yesterday was I was able to check somebody because a week ago, a friend of mine was on the phone with me and, you know, they had asked me also how much they were trying to get me to do something that they were doing and then pretending like they were still supporting me and what I was doing. And then they had the nerve to ask me, oh, so how much money are you really making? And that really hurt me to the core. Like, it was just like, oh, I don't even know how to answer that. So yesterday I was just like, you know what, I'm over that. I'm going to check this person. And they had the nerve to ask me the same question. It was a different person, but they asked me the same question. Also, you know, how much money are you really making? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, you know what? Let me ask you something. When was the last time you walked into a job and asked the person that was hiring you how much money they were making? Never, right? Because you have to start at the bottom. So don't worry about what I'm doing when I've already been doing this. Worry about yourself. I'll send you the information. I'll talk to you later. I'm busy. And I hung up the phone. So that's, you know, just so just being able to do that and just dismiss that and say, no, enemy, I'm not going to listen to that negativity. I know what I have in my hands. I know, you know, that there is more for me, and I know that this is my vehicle. So, you know, I just kept it moving. And after I got off the phone with them, I proceeded to get back to work. My children are asleep. I went back to work, following up with people and doing what I got to do because, you know, I don't have time to waste. And so I'm really excited about this thing. I really can't express how, you know, how much I've grown. And I just, you know, I do plan on making a plan. I started with the desire. I have the desire. And I'm still working on the vision. I'm still working on seeing myself the way God sees me and the way that the people that believe in me see me. But I'm going to get that plan written down, and those that have eyes, let them see. I pray, Lord, that God will open my eyes to see myself the way that he sees me so that I could propel and just move forward. And, you know, I'm committed to being duplicatable. I know you said that. Last week, you said, we don't have time to be doing things that are not duplicatable. So that's what I'm committed to right now. It's just, you know, in all aspects of my being, just being that person, being duplicatable and just, you know, just taking charge. I know what I have, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you.
There you go, sis. Posture up. And this is what I want you guys to do, right? You know, sometimes people are going to ask you questions while you're prospecting that will just tick you off. But your posture is also a place of control at all times. And you can look them in the eye and you smile and you say, you know what? I don't know if you know about this industry, but we're not even supposed to make income claims. But I'm sure you might have some goals you'd like to meet. I'd love to help you with those things. Therefore, it takes it off of you and put it back on them. What can I help you accomplish? And I say that even now, and I make big checks. Some people probably wouldn't even believe them. So I say that has to be a non-issue. How can I help you? What can I help you do? And you do it with a smile. You never let a prospect make you feel out of control because they have taken control at that place. Stay in control at all times. And at the end of the day, remember, everything isn't for everyone. So you can say bye very politely. 470 last 46687. I love the growth. Make sure you go get the book, The Magic of Thinking Big. It'd be good for your soul. 470 last 46687. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Beth Daniels, Mark Bell's auntie. I tell you, this is another one. This is another one. Thing I did yesterday, I haven't done before. I think this is called Check Me Day because I did check a coworker yesterday finally that needed to be put in check. I don't waste people's time. When I ask you a question, I have researched everything inside out, outside in, and outside the box. But, you know, to get to winning big, I realized something. I had an epiphany. I was at 316 getting on a Boggs Road over here in North Metro Atlanta, and you started talking about going into that vault in that white dress, which, Nicola, you look mighty fine right now, my sister. But God told me something. My spot used to be at La Vista Road and 285. You know where that is. He's got a new spot for me now. He told me my vision wasn't big enough. That's why I'm not writing plans big enough to win.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got to increase that vision. I'm going to let you expound on that, but people, we can't write a big enough plan if our vision's not large enough.
Do not be afraid.
And I do have that book, by the way.
Yes, good. Never be afraid of what God shows you. God has shown me visions of me speaking in front of like Colosseums for now years. For years, he's shown it to me. To the point where I might be even watching a service with Joel Osteen or a service with Joyce Meyer or Joseph Prince, and then he shows the audience, and then something comes totally over me like, you're going to be there for years. And so when I went in the vision, I began to share it with Mr. Worry. I said, I want to fill up a Coliseum with my team, with my company. I shared that with him. And then he invites me to speak. Imagine. Listen, don't be afraid of what God shows you. If he showed it to you, it's for you. You just have to grow into the person that can fit in those shoes. My God. Go get the book, Magic of Thinking Big. If you don't have the money right now, do like my sister did that went to YouTube. Do what you need to do. Stop being disobedient. Get up on your game. You can't be at levels with the big boys and big girls and you don't even have the substance. My mercy. My new friend, Pastor McKnight, yesterday he said, look, I guess the spirit of check was going to call. You guys go have a productive, go win, go win, go win. Go do a big today. God bless you.